Donald's response.
Oddly enough, I don't always recommend that people start their own businesses. Some people simply are not entrepreneurs, and I feel it's bad advice to tell everyone that they too can be wildly successful when in fact it's probably not in the cards for them. This doesn't go over so well with the groups who ask me to speak on motivation and success, but I have to be honest. I don't ever want to give the wrong advice if I can possibly help it. About a year ago at one of my speeches, I realized this when a man in his 60s came up to me and asked me some direct questions about becoming an entrepreneur. I had to tell him that it's not always the best thing to do. There's risk involved. The thought of advising a man who might lose everything at that stage of his life gave me something to think about beyond the usual sound bites of solid success advice I might normally offer. Every case is different, and I would feel personally responsible if he were to follow my advice and fail. I had a feeling he wasn't a natural entrepreneur, and it wasn't just because he wasn't a young guy just starting out. I'm a cautious optimist, but the cautious part comes first. On the other hand, I told a young woman in real estate that she should go into business for herself, and she did, the next day. Kim Mogul has become very successful in New York City with her own real estate company, and she still tells people the story of how she got started. She didn't spend more than 24 hours getting to it. Another person I knew was in the wrong business for him, which was on Wall Street, and I finally told him he was beginning to look like a loser because he wasn't very good at it and he was miserable. I asked him what he liked to do, and his answer had to do with golf. It took a few years of coaxing, but he finally made the change and has become very successful with his own golf business and very happy at the same time. These two examples show that 1, you have to be good at what you're doing, and 2, you have to have the courage to take the leap and go for it yourself. We all have different timetables, but the inclination has to be there. One of the first things I tell people is that being an entrepreneur is not a group effort. You have to be willing to go it alone for a certain amount of time, and sometimes for a long time. Robert did not have an overnight success, but he kept at it, learned along the way, and look where he is now. If you have the determination, believe me, it is worth it. Having your own business is like growing a tree. It's a living organism that goes through seasons and storms and beautiful summer days and winter blizzards, but it keeps on growing and is literally an expression of yourself. That's one reason I am so careful with the quality controls of what I do. If something represents you, you want it to be the best representation you can possibly find or achieve. Then you can even raise the bar on yourself, and believe me, you will never be bored. We've all heard about expressing yourself, especially when it comes to art or the arts. That also applies to business, which I see as an art form as well. There are many things in common, including discipline, technique, perseverance, and so forth. But it's that freedom of expression that makes being a business owner especially great. If I have a vision of what I want to do, I go about making it happen. I don't have to ask anyone for permission. It's my ball game. Granted, I have to follow the laws of the area, zoning and so forth, but the idea and the power to get it done resides with me. That's a terrific feeling. People feel inspired for a reason. Inspiration is a motivator. Frustration occurs when their inspiration is not attended to. If you have the inspiration and are able to combine it with diligence and focus, I would advise you to think about owning your own business. The rewards are greater, and the old saying, "You will reap what you sow," rings true again. And you will be reaping it. A good thing to think about.